It's the 35th annual Florida Folk Festival. And my, what we've seen, what we've experienced. You know, in the early days, I was thinking about this in bed. It must have been Thursday night. I was thinking about it. The very first festival was done down where the marble stage is. But that marble stage wasn't there for several years. We had a wooden platform with steps going up to it, and it was kind of scandalized because it hadn't been quite finished and they were still sawing and knocking and nailing right up to the time for the program to begin. But some of the school teachers in town, and you know, it's a wonderful thing to live in a town like White Springs, population 900, because you know everybody and everybody knows you, and instantly they know all your business. They know about all your love affairs and all the scandals. But they help each other. And the teachers lovingly decorated the stage with flowers. And, oh, it was a beautiful time. And back in that old wooden platform went on until Mr. Barnes, our first beloved curator for Stephen Foster Memorial, thought about using the marble. Some enterprising ladies over in Jacksonville knew that the government building there had been torn down, and here was all this wonderful building material. Well, why couldn't it be used over here to great advantage? So, by might and main, enough money was got up to haul that marble over to White Springs and into the park. Well, there weren't any roads in the park then, and those big old trucks with that heavy material bogged down and got stuck, so they just have to unload it anywhere they could. And for a number of years, those unsightly piles of marble were everywhere. And finally, Mr. Barnes was a perfectionist, and he wanted everything to be neat and pretty. So he had all that marble moved back. Well, some of it you still see back in the camping area, but eventually some of it was used to construct the beautiful old marble stage. So that's a historic place. And I used to come in to the park every morning. I lived at the old hotel, which is now just a memory, just outside the south gates there. And I never failed to get a lift because it was so beautiful and so peaceful. And, oh, my goodness, what memories. And I would stand there on the stage and look up in the beautiful pine trees. There was one tree, this one tree down there by the stage, a big old twin pine. And Mr. Barnes used to say that there was enough lumber in that tree to build a 6-room house. That's how big it is. Notice it when you go down to the food shelter and to the old marble stage. But a lot of water has flowed over the dam since we started. And the festival, which was a little bitty thing in the beginning, well, it was never so little because everybody loved it. But one thing, we used to have bleachers around the stage. And I'll tell you, it was the noisiest place you ever saw. The youngins would run up and down those bleachers to run over to the... We had some little things that looked like horse stalls that were the original place for the crafts and the food such as it was. And they'd be running to get a sandwich or to get a little treat or a sweet. And so it was working all the time, just like an ant bed. And when we finally got this beautiful amphitheater here, incidentally, with a bathroom backstage. We never had a bathroom. So you know what problems we had. Oh, I tell you. And every now and then we'd have a frog strangling rain. One time we had to evacuate all the Girl Scouts because they were about to be drowned and floated away down the Suwannee River. So we could write a beautiful book and a beautiful history of the Florida Folk Festival. But it had, the important thing is that it has endured. It's going. And it gets greater every year. And you people help make it great because you love it. And you know how important it is to collect and preserve the rapidly passing old ways of the South, of Florida, of our various communities, our various ways. And last night, wasn't that the Canaveral? Weren't they gorgeous? Oh, my goodness. They were so beautiful. And she said she hoped that we'd always retain the international music as well as, well, the so-called Florida cracker music. But we've always done that. At the very first festival, we had the beautiful international dancers from Mazarik Town, which is down just below Brooksville. And they had the most great, wonderful accordionist to accompany those dances. So it's all, because after all, what is Florida but a collection of many people and many ways? And we love you, and we laud you, and we love you for being good sports when the rains came yesterday. It didn't dampen your spirits. You just shook the water out of your eyes and tried to get somewhere. And I understand that Gamble stayed over and was down at the gazebo with the songwriters, and there was an extra bonus because he picked up his guitar and on the spur of the moment added music to the group. So there are always bonuses. We have a lot of people to thank, but I think the most wonderful addition to our refinement of our festival is our sound. Our sound is furnished by a group from Gainesville called Everyman. And I'll tell you, they have refined our sound. We don't have to worry whether it's going to have static or not. We know that it's going to be perfect. Let's give Everyman sound a great big hand. What they do is not easy. Do you know what they do? They've got a little pup tent backstage, back behind the stage here, and they squeeze up and sleep in that pup tent, but they stay right with the equipment to be sure that nothing happens to it and that it's ready first thing to go. And they are furnishing sound for all the stages. So, Jeannie, come up here. For the last 3 years, they felt kind of sorry for me. You know, I've been emceeing the show since the third festival. I've been MC for the show. And for many years, I was the prognosticator. I put the whole thing together. And so I know all the folk nicks everywhere. But what's been fun to you? And they've given me assistance. And Jeannie is one of my prettiest assistants. Can't say much for the other fellas. But looks don't always count, do they? What's impressed you this time with the festival?
The crowd. crowds. Lots of people here this year.
Oh, yes. Yesterday, did you know about just before the rain, the crowd was backed up all the way to 41, and they were not allowing any more cars to come into the park. Every parking place was filled to capacity, and somebody said unthinkingly, well, couldn't you make more parking? Well, we don't want to make more parking, because who wants to look at an ugly old automobile? And what else impressed you? What have you liked best on the program?
What have I liked best?
Yeah.
That's not fair. Everything. I think that, let me say what I think is most difficult about the Florida Folk Festival is that you can't be everywhere at the same time. You have to miss things. So what you have to do is get a program and choose those places and those things that you want to do at particular times. You have to organize your day when you come to the Florida Folk Festival. Otherwise, you miss so much because every moment there's something going on at the different stages and the crafts areas. A lot of the craftspeople are demonstrating craftspeople, and they are very, very happy to show you how and why they make what they do, why they do what they make. And for instance, over there, there's the conch shell carver. He has carved some of the old southeastern Indian designs into conch shells and clam shells. It's beautiful. He has everything set up. He can show you the process. There's a bamboo flute maker who not only makes them but plays them beautifully. And they're so happy to show you and talk about what they're doing.
And did you see the fella who made the grasshoppers out of palmetto?
I saw your grasshopper.
Yeah, oh, I have a grasshopper. He's just beautiful. I think I'm going to put him on a hat. And the lovely lady who makes hats out of palmetto, she makes impossible things out of palmetto. Find her and see what she does. And the doll makers, I'm sure there's some doll makers up there,
mm-hmm.
aren't there?
There are, and the Indian dolls, too, the Indian crafts.
Oh, yes, yes. And we hope that you visited the Seminole Indian camp just opposite the food shelter down there. And what do you think about the foods, Jeannie?
Well, I tell you one thing, nobody will starve. There's such a variety of food available, not only at the food pavilion, but at the maritime stage.
Oh!
Yes, they're fried mullet, I understand. Fish fries at the maritime stage from 10 to 5, and blue crab.
Well, I can speak for that because I had such a plate last night, and it was absolutely wonderful with the mullet and the crab and wonderful coleslaw and baked beans and hush puppies. Oh, my, make you swallow your tongue. It was so good.
Thomas here, he's ready.
Well, we had to kill a little time. You know we always have to do that. But we like to talk to you. And importantly, if you'd like ever to come and chew a little fat with me, I'm always happy to meet you because this festival has been dear to me for a very long time. It has opened doors to me. It has broadened my life and enriched my life. So, come up and speak to me. Take a picture if you want to. And now, Tom, you want to introduce the first number on the program? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to bring out our watermelon vendor up on the hill, Tom Walton and his two children. But before they come out, you may look at Tom and say to yourself, I've seen him somewhere before. And you may have seen him on the Johnny Carson show last year, one evening. He's been on the Today Show twice. He really gets around. He goes to a lot of the major league games, and he sells hot dogs. Isn't that right? Sell hot dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. He sells hot dogs, and he's terrific at whatever he does. But right now, he's going to bring out his two children, Paco and Pam, and they're going to sing a few gospel songs for us. So let's welcome Tom, Paco, and Pam Walton. From St. Petersburg.
Glad to see you.
y'all see what a beautiful job I do on it. And I hope to be doing it at the, we're supposed to have the Super Bowl
in Tampa,
so I'll be doing it over there.
Testing, 1, 2. Can we all rise, please? Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the pearliest light over the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket red glare, the bomb bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you. I'll bring the children out.
It's saying I ain't been doing enough singing. I've been doing a whole lot of talking about McCall's and all, so I'll sing a little for you this morning. Way down upon the Swanee River, I love to go down by Lake Seminole. You know, there's a place down there where I live, right out of St. Petersburg in Pine Ellis Park. They got a great big old lake they call Lake Seminole. And I like to go there and catch those brim fish, you know, bluegills, specks, and all that. And every day about 11:30 or 11:45, it's a great big old alligator come by there. He swim from one end to the other and get his food and then go back through one of those little channels. And I just enjoy seeing that all the time. If I don't see him come through there, I figure he's sick. One time I didn't see him and he hadn't already got there when I left to get some more fiddler crab to fish with. So I threw my line out in the water and I messed around and caught that rascal. Oh, he got away because that little line, if I hadn't cut it, he'd have took my rod and reel. But you know, I still like to go to Lake Seminole, Lake Seminole. That's the place I always like to go. It's Lake Seminole, Lake Seminole. That's the place I always like to go. Thank you. That's on my tape that run out. I run out of tapes up there selling those fruit cups and whatnot. I didn't bring up about 300 or 400 of them. And anybody like to have one, I'll be more than glad to take your address when I get back up there. And I'll mail you one, COD. I want to sing another original. I wrote this. I think I sung it before, but all of these are on my tape. These are my songs here. I wrote this for my family. Roses and hollies are blooming. I have a right to see a flower grow. I can remember when, a long time ago, we used to watch the flowers when they grew. It's a sweet, sweet thing about the flowers. Watching the flowers when they bloom and bloom. Though the roses and the hollies are blooming, I love to watch the flowers when they grow. There's an old, old saying about the holly. When they bloom, your lover is sad. There's an old, old saying about the roses. When they bloom, someone is glad. Sitting down in the front room by the warm fireplace, sitting right there with my loved ones, around about all over the place. We're watching the roses and hollies when they grow. I can remember a long time ago when the roses and the hollies would grow. We would take that old team and we'd go where the rose and the holly grow. Bloom on, bloom on, bloom on, bloom where the rose. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awe and wonder consider all the worlds thine hands has made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thine fire throughout the universe display, and sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, and sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Thank you very kindly. I'd like to, for you all to help me bring my two children out, Paco and Pamela Walton. Let's give them a big hand if they come to us.
Thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Now the sun. top just a few feet away was a robin singing a song. I don't know what he was singing. Pretty soon he was on his way. Who could say he wouldn't be afraid? But it's in danger for another day. Everybody ought to come on and pray. You ought to pray. Every robin can say thank you, and he can do it too. Now the sun is bright and shining, the wind blowing not too strong, and in a treetop just a few feet away, the robin singing a song. I don't know what he was.